Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday. It might have been a flashback and a look to the future for the Padres last night. Beat the St. Louis Cardinals 3-1, but the big story was newly acquired Yankee third baseman Yanger Solarte with a laser home run into the right field stands. It's his second home run and multiple extra base hits for him in just the first week he's arrived. He, of course, came in the Chase Headley trade. Jed Jerko had two hits and an RBI in the Padres victory. Friars survived a night of struggles for starter Tyson Ross. They snapped a three-game losing streak. Tonight, Padres Cardinals, and the other big story with a glance to the future, Jesse Hahn, about to become the ace of the staff. The kid is 6-2. He'll go against Cardinal pitcher Joe Kelly. Padres are expected to trade outfielder Chris D'Onofrio in the next 24 hours. The baseball trading deadline is 1 o'clock on Thursday. Reports are the Braves, the Mariners, the Giants most interested in the Padres' right fielder. Dodgers beat Atlanta 7-4. Hot-hitting Matt Kemp, two home runs, three hits, four ribbies, and Yasiel Puig, 4-for-4 at the plate. Dodgers now have a three-game lead in the National League West over the Giants. Angels, meanwhile, got beat again by the Baltimore Orioles 7-6. Manny Machado with a home run in the 10th inning. Adam Jones had a home run earlier in the game. Not good news in San Francisco. Former ace of the pitching staff, Matt Cain, is now flown to Pensacola, Florida, meeting with Dr. James Andrews to evaluate whether he will have elbow surgery that could knock him out for the better part of a year. Oakland A's have lost outfielder Craig Gentry, out with a broken hand. Jason Worth out of the Washington lineup with a sprained ankle. A bad setback in Toronto trying to hang in the pennant race. Edwin Encarnacion, their slugging outfielder, on a rehab assignment, re-injures his quad. And second baseman Adam Lind, on the same rehab assignment, re-injures his foot. Indians have sent their pitching ace Justin Masterson to the minor leagues for his first rehab assignment, tried to get him back with a month to go in the season. And Mariners, meanwhile, in the middle of a pennant race in the West, have called up their hot young pitcher James Paxton. Now, he had been out for 4 months with a strained back. Yankees holding their breath. Michael Pineda, who started the season in the rotation, has missed the entire year with a lat muscle problem and a shoulder. 50-pitch rehab start likely tonight. Baseball trading deadline is tomorrow, and read what you want into this. The Red Sox today have pulled John Lester out of his scheduled start tonight. That means he's likely to be traded. Reports are eight clubs, including the Dodgers, have made a trade offer to acquire the soon-to-be free agent Red Sox pitcher. Mets have talked to the Cardinals about a blockbuster deal for Troy Tulowitzki. However, the Rockies are asking for the top pitcher in the Mets farm system, Noah Syndergaard. Mets also talking to the Rockies about a potential deal for outfielder Carlos Gonzalez. Yankees are trying to find a pitcher, now talking to the White Sox about a deal for starter Jonathan Danks. And Kansas City has entered trade talks with the Mets, talking about a possible deal with Bartolo Colon. He's coming back for a 66th season. Vin Scully has signed a one-year contract extension to remain on as the voice of the Dodgers. The big story, though, involving the Dodgers off the field, Time Warner Cable says it's willing to accept binding arbitration to solve the Dodger TV blackout situation. They, of course, are getting their games cleared in only 31% of the TV markets in Los Angeles. The feeling is that Time Warner's asking ridiculously high prices from DirecTV and the cable companies. Now, with all types of pressure directed against Time Warner, they say they're willing to go to arbitration. And Jose Offerman, a former Dodger infielder, has been ordered to pay $1 million to a minor league catcher whom he hit in the head with a bat during a brawl in a minor league game in 2007. It ended the player's career. In basketball, staggering amount of damage at UCLA's newly renovated Pauley Pavilion. A water main break on campus at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon poured 10 million gallons of water onto the UCLA campus, much of it flowing into the new Pauley Pavilion, destroying the basketball floor and damaging their Hall of Fame rooms as in that facility. UCLA spent $163 million to renovate Pauley just 2 years ago. Really ugly story in the NBA. Phoenix Suns guard P.J. Tucker arrested. Extreme DUI. His blood alcohol count was .222 while driving in Scottsdale. Interesting story involving L.A. Clippers forward Matt Barnes. He used social media to help Sacramento police track down his uncle who killed his aunt. The uncle was arrested yesterday. Good news, Chicago Bulls. Derrick Rose, their legendary all-star guard, has missed 16 months of basketball following knee surgery. green light go, will be able to play this coming season, no setback. And something very different, the NBA Players Association, which is right now a fractured organization, has hired Washington lawyer Michelle Roberts to help bring the association back together and negotiate with the owners before a lockout in 2017. Roberts becomes the first female to head an athletic union. Football, trouble in Arizona. Defensive end John Abraham, DUI arrest in Atlanta just a week before camp open, found passed out in his car in an intersection at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and drive time. Minnesota Vikings have hired longtime NFL lawyer Ted Wells. He will represent them in the Chris Cluey gay slur discrimination suit filed by the former punter. Cluey is asking the Vikings for $12 million in damages. And Baltimore police have identified the man and are now serving an arrest warrant today. A Cleveland Browns fan who lives in Baltimore urinated on the grave of former owner Art Modell. In Buffalo, eight different groups reportedly put in bids to buy the Bills franchise at last night's deadline. Included in the group, Toronto industrialist Larry Tenenbaum, you-know-who, Donald Trump, as well as the owner of the Buffalo Sabres, Terry Pegula. Washington Redskins general manager Bruce Allen says the team made a terrible mistake asking Robert Griffin III, the starting quarterback, to play opening day coming off knee surgery, said that he was healthy, but Griffin was so rusty he couldn't play up to his capabilities. Meanwhile, in Oakland, Raiders owner Mark Davis and three executives secretly flew into San Antonio to meet with the mayor and executives, tour the Alamo Dome, and look at three potential land sites for a possible football stadium in San Antonio. Davis has gotten nowhere trying to get a new stadium built to replace the decayed Oakland Coliseum. Rumblings everywhere he might make a move of the Raiders to San Antonio. NHL hockey, Toronto Maple Leafs dive back into free agency for the third time in a week. They've signed Anaheim Ducks forward David Winnick. And one of the top goal scorers in Switzerland, Peter Mueller, is coming back to the NHL, signs a free agent contract with the St. Louis Blues. Del Mar bringing in track experts to examine the problems with the turf course. Eight horses have broken down and died in accidents on the turf course at Del Mar the first 2 weeks of the summer schedule. And NASCAR unloads on driver Denny Hamlin massive fines for cheating with illegal firewalls in the Brickyard 400 this past weekend at Indianapolis. Hamlin's been stripped of 78 racing points, $125,000 fine, his crew chief and team manager suspended for six races. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday.